And then, did people have a lot of gardens too, or?
Well, yes, people had gardens, and now, when I came along, I started school in 1944, it's the middle of World War II, so Victory Gardens, as I recall, was a well-promoted, it's a big push to get everybody to try to grow as much food as they could, because there was restrictions on everything else. And I remember the stamps you had to have to limit your gas purchases, your tire purchases, your sugar, and it would depend on the number of people in the family. You know, if you had, in our case, for 1944, it was three of us children, so each of us got a consideration for sugar and the other commodities that that were rationed.
What sort of stuff will grow around here?
Well, you can grow anything.
What
You can
did y'all
grow
have in
anything
your
anyway.
garden?
We had tomatoes and string beans and Irish potatoes and maybe butter beans. Just the things. A lot of things that you could can and keep over, and they figured out how to do all that. That was kind of a thing that was canning and preserving food was kind of in its heyday when I was a kid. Of course, the war, World War II, hastened that, you know, or made you more aware of it. But there was very little ways of keeping food. When we think about it today, you know, we have refrigerators and freezers, and I remember my grandmother Cobb didn't have a refrigerator. She had an ice box, and a lot of people in town had, that's what they had. So when you don't have means of freezing or keeping anything very long, you got to use it quick or cook it and get it in a can, and that didn't, that was just an advancement in this century, you know, since or the 20th century, not the 21st. Distinctly remember killing hogs when I was small. They killed a hog and cooked all the lard out, and they cooked the sausage, and they put the sausage in quart jars, and fill that quart jar with hot lard, you know, rendered lard, and sealed it, and then they had that for the wintertime. They didn't have any way to keep it any other way.
Do you remember what sorts of stuff your mom or your grandma would can?
Well, my grandmother canned those sausages. She canned green beans. She canned butter beans. She canned tomatoes.
Pretty much everything, huh?
Yeah. And kept them in the cellar where the temperature was fairly constant all the time.
What was the house like that you grew up in?
Well, that's until I was 5 years old, my mother and dad, I think they lived in two places I can remember living on. When I was very small, then we moved down to live with Miss Sally, and my grandmother lived two doors down from there, and I had a tricycle, and I could ride my tricycle from Miss Sally's right behind the house. It was a little path over to my grandmother's,
Oh, wow.
and visit. And this is just